With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor's mayor isn't turning cartwheels just yet. The Toronto Star says there's still some work left to do, but Stellantis has a deal with the federal and provincial governments to save the NextStar EV battery plant.
I hope a deal can be reached very, very soon, that every day that goes by on the calendar here and the pages get torn off, it becomes more in jeopardy. And at some point, the company needs the certainty to be able to restart construction to get this project done on their timeline.
That's Drew Dilkins. The report in the Toronto Star says the deal could be worth more than $13 billion in subsidies. CTV News quoted Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne, who said talks are going well and they're getting close. Premier Doug Ford will be in Kingsville today. He's expected to make an announcement. Minister of Transportation Caroline Mulroney will be there too. It's about roads, Highway 3, and connecting Lauzon Parkway to the 401. A second suspect faces charges after a vicious assault last weekend in downtown Windsor. The victim was beaten unconscious by a group of people who chased him, threw him to the ground, and punched and kicked him. On Monday, police arrested a 25-year-old man, and a second 25-year-old turned himself in at police headquarters on Tuesday. You can find descriptions of the other three suspects up on our webpage. You'll see more Windsor police officers downtown on the weekends. It's beefing up patrols from Thursday to Saturday on foot and on bike. An 11-year-old from Windsor made it to the sixth round of the semifinal phase of the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington. Isaac Brogan from Arantha Christian Academy tripped on the word tenric. The competition started yesterday with 231 spellers. 20 remain. A majority of MPs voted for Special Rapporteur David Johnston to step aside. The NDP motion also called for a public inquiry into foreign interference in our elections. CTV News says Johnston refused to do that. He said too much of the information was classified. The motion isn't binding. 17 people, 16 school children, and an adult are recovering after falling at a tourist attraction in Winnipeg. The Canadian Press says the kids are all 10 or 11. Many are out of the hospital now. They were at Fort Gibraltar, which hosts historical reenactments. And the U.S. House approved debt ceiling and a budget package last night. The Associated Press says President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy were able to form a bipartisan coalition to push it through. It goes to the U.S. Senate next. Default would be bad for the U.S. and the global economy. A 4-2 loss for the Jays to the Brewers. The Tigers beat the Rangers 3-2. Very hot today. Sunshine will get up to 32. Clear down to 17 tonight. 33 tomorrow and sunny. And we might get showers on Saturday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.